The gospel reading today is our Lord tells us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. He goes on talking about the fact that if we acknowledge him before men, he will acknowledge us before the angels of God. You say, well, what's that have to do with hypocrisy? It has to do with hypocrisy is that when we come to a place like this, we are all more than happy to acknowledge the name of the Son of God. We don't have a problem with that. We pray to him, we glorify him, and then we go out from here, and then maybe we aren't quite so willing to do that. Maybe we're afraid because we're going to be rejected, because people aren't going to like us, because they'll treat us badly. That's where the hypocrisy comes. We give him lip service when we're here, and our hearts are far from him when we're out there. And that's the part that we have to look at, because that's the leaven of the Pharisees. The Pharisees weren't necessarily afraid to speak about God. We see them challenging Jesus all the time. But what we see with the Pharisees is their hypocrisy was that they were willing to charge everybody else with violations of the law and then turn around and do it themselves. They condemn other people for doing the same thing that they themselves are doing. That's another easy trap for us to be able to fall into, because we know what's right and wrong. We can certainly speak it, but then we have to ask ourselves, do I live it? Am I really living what it is that I speak, that I profess? Another point of hypocrisy. So it's things like that that we have to look at. It's making sure that, in fact, we are good, that we don't just look good. It's pretty easy to put up a facade, to keep that up for a little bit of time, to impress the people who are church, whatever it may be, and then go out from here and live a pagan life. That's what God is going to be looking at. How are we living our lives based on what it is that we know? The Pharisees were held to a higher accountability because they knew the law. It may be that the average person, they certainly had heard it. They had heard the rabbis preaching. They had heard the scriptures read. But they weren't real well versed in it. They hadn't studied it necessarily. But the Pharisees had. And because they knew more, they were going to be held more accountable. But instead, oftentimes, they use the fact that they knew more to hold that over other people's heads, to condemn others, rather than to look at themselves and say, I need to make sure that I am living my life in accordance with what I know. That's the challenge then for all of us, to make sure that we aren't just coming to church and proclaiming the Lord, but that we're living it when we're out there. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be setting up a little soapbox on the corner so that we can preach. It means that we preach by our actions more than by our words, that we don't deny our Lord in our actions when we give him, when we proclaim him in our words. It means that there is an integrity to the way that we're living our lives. And we're all sinners, we're all weak, we're all broken. We recognize that. So I'm not suggesting any of us is going to do this perfectly at this point. Hopefully, by the time we die, yeah, maybe we will have perfected it. But probably not today. But it's not a matter, though, of looking at that and saying, well, therefore I have an excuse. But rather, it's like, no, this is where I am. I want to keep growing. I want to keep working at this. Don't want to give myself the excuse to sin. That's, again, an easy thing for us to do. But then again, look at how we treat others. Do we condemn other people whose sins are perhaps even less than our own? And yet we justify our own because, well, I'm weak in this area or whatever. Why isn't that person weak in that area that they're falling into, but I'm weak in this area, so it's okay for me? Because God knows. He does, indeed. He knows the weakness of that other person that we just condemned. He also knows the weakness of our own self, and oftentimes that we're maybe not even quite as weak as what we claim to be, because we're just using that excuse to justify our own sinfulness. So again, that's where that integrity has to come in, that we are striving to live what we profess, that we're trying to conform ourselves to Christ. That's what it's about. We can all look at the guy, at the saints, and we can look at their example. Ultimately, the saints were all trying to become more and more like the Lord, in whose image and likeness they are created. And the same is true of you and me. He is the example. He is the one whom we are to follow, that we are to become more and more like. That's what we want to strive for in our lives. So in whatever area you look at, beware of the Pharisees, the leaven of the Pharisees, because it's hypocrisy. And if it's leaven, what the Lord is telling us is this is affecting everything in our lives. Just as the yeast affects the whole lump of dough, so if we are hypocrites, it's going to affect every aspect of our lives. So we don't want to be that. Yes, acknowledge your sinfulness. Yes, acknowledge your weakness. But strive to continue to grow. Strive for that virtue and for that holiness that God is calling each one of us to. That's what the Lord is looking for, so that we're not just acknowledging Him with our words, with our whole life. And if we live our lives for Him, if we are striving to be more like Him, to conform ourselves to Him, then we are proclaiming Him before men. And if we are willing to do that in our lives, then on the day that we die, our Lord will recognize us. He will proclaim us before the angels of God.